We're going to talk now about a special relationship that a mother has with her son or sons. A lot of times as a pastor, Christian leader, we do a lot of pastoral care and we encourage great family relationships. Dr. Kevin Lehman actually wrote a book about that specific relationship with sons, with their mother, what a difference a mom makes, the indelible imprint a mom leaves on her son's life. And as a Christian leader, some of these kernels of truth will be very helpful to you in leading others, those who you are leading into a thriving relationship with God and with their children and their families. Let's talk specifically about the topic, what makes boys so different from girls? And this is good for moms to understand this, and dads for that matter. So as I'm presenting this, this is great information for husbands or wives, fathers or mothers or singles. These are just principles that are very important to understand as you lead in ministry. Dr. Kevin Lehman says, what makes boys so different from girls, other than the obvious? Researchers in the journal Cerebral Cortex report a fascinating difference between men and women in regard to the part of the brain that controls visual spatial capacities and the concepts of mental space, skills necessary for tasks such as mathematics and architecture. That area of the brain is 6% larger in men than in women. But does that mean men are smarter? Well, does that mean men are smarter? Not necessarily. Men's brains may be larger, but women's contain more brain cells. Also, male and female brains work differently. When men and women perform identical tasks, different areas of the brain light up in response. In addition, females use both hemispheres, while male brain activity is restricted to one side. Perhaps that's why you sometimes feel you and your son are on the opposite sides of the planet, because you truly are. You are able to, a woman, you're able to bounce from brain hemisphere to brain hemisphere. But he's solidly entrenched in one and can only see that side of the equation without your help. Another good reason, God Almighty created both men and women. We need each other in many ways. Men tend to focus on the present and the future, and they are likely to present possibilities whether they're realistic or not. They are often fast-moving and risk-takers. Contrast that with women, who tend to focus on the present and the past due to their relational abilities. And since they use both sides of their brain, they tend to think more realistically and in detail about tasks that need to be done. As a result, they are usually more cautious and less risk-taking. Put the two together, and it's easy to see why you and your son will sometimes disagree or even clash. Boys are risk-takers who don't want anyone else to get ahead of them in life. They've got a drive to be number one, and they're in the fast lane. They're born competitive. They go after what they want with determination. That's why you'll rarely find guys like me in the slower right-hand lane of the expressway. We're always the one zooming to the outside lane to see how far ahead we can get of the next person. This also relates to how boys get bored, and they get bored fast. Within the heart of every boy is an adventurer. Boys like to be on the move. I can hear some of you saying, you can say that again, he never stops. They are wildly different attention spans than girls. They prefer to look at objects for a shorter time period, but they're more active in their attention to that object. Boys are physical beings. They're attracted to the physical. They're not talking about details. They're scoping out the details. The way the toy is built, the way a computer runs, or the cute waitress at IHOP. IHOP is a restaurant chain in the United States. So boys have that certain spanning, less attention span. Boys are more intense and tightly wired, and they're bored much more quickly. Their brains move more rapidly to object, which means they can often get the full scope of a project more quickly than girls. But they also take less in sensory information than girls, so they can miss things along the way. That means boys sometimes misinterpret what someone says because they don't take the time to process both the verbal and the physical cues to see if the person really means what they're saying. So you can see, pastors and leaders and Christian leaders, that this type of information can be very important in your ministry. Boys are singularly focused. When you throw any new information your boy's way, you'll also often hear that famous word, huh? Does that mean your boy is ignoring you? Or that he's completely clueless? No, it means he is deeply focused on the world of whatever he's thinking about, and he isn't able to change his thought track as fast or as often as a female, as a mother can. He's solving a problem, and he can only handle one problem at a time. But no doubt about it, the problem can be solved. So these are huge differences in males and females. Males are wired to be singularly focused. When they're doing a task, they're just doing that task. They're not thinking their to-do list for the rest of their day like you are or like a female is. To say that boys aren't multitaskers is an understatement of the century. But mom, that's why they need you in their world. What's the nature of a boy? It's, I am king, hear me roar. Within the heart of every little boy is the need to be king, to conquer, to be the one in charge, to be the one who figures everything out by himself, the lone hero standing on top of the highest rock, sword in hand. He wants to conquer. Boys have the need to be in control and to stay in control. They also have the innate drive to stay on top of the manure pile of life. That's why they work hard and they play hard. Life belongs to those who get there first, who work hard, who are the fastest, who stay on top. Boys are primed to think, and they are determined to be the conquerors, the winner. Now, every tough, risk-taking boy needs to have a good dose of femininity. Okay, so now we see something here. We see the nature how God created a boy, and now we see you in your role as a mom in the boy's life. And as you're a Christian leader, these are some of the key principles that is going to be into your teaching. Every tough, risk-taking boy needs a good dose of femininity. No, I'm not talking about getting in touch with your feminine side. For the past several decades, society has been working hard to redefine men's roles and to emphasize the sensitive man who's supposed to enjoy cuddling and talk fest and basically act like a girlfriend would. But is that really who you want your son to be, a girlfriend? Or do you want him to be a real man? One who is determined, honorable, goal-oriented, but also loving and thoughtful toward the women in his life. Frankly, and this is Kevin Lehman talking, frankly, I'm sick of getting in touch with my feminine side. I like the masculine part just fine. Thank you very much. I like channel surfing. I want to apologize for thinking about sex and football are the two of the Almighty's and greatest inventions, respectively. I don't go to Tupperware parties, Kevin Lehman says. I won't eat quiche. I'm comfortable with my testosterone. I like eating with plastic forks or no fork at all. I don't need a napkin to complete my meals. Again, look at this dynamic in our culture that we live in today. Sort of, it's a feminizing culture. And a lot of men are finding a hard time to adjust, and a lot of boys are trying to figure out how to do that as well. Are you comfortable with your son? Do you affirm his maleness? More than anything, your son needs for you to appreciate him as a boy and to encourage the masculine qualities you want him to have. In today's world, some moms are more concerned with increasing a male sensitivity toward the female population than affirming the male qualities. But such tactics don't really produce the results moms want. Instead, they create confusion, and confused sons tend to make terrible, traumatic choices. So, as women, as moms, and if you're raising your sons, you have a very important role to develop gender roles. No woman wants a sissy for a son. She wants a tough, resilient man who can stand up for others with firm resolve and gentle compassion, who will have a fierce, protective love, understanding heart for those close to him. Helping your son develop clearly defined gender roles will produce such a mature adult. But it all starts with you, mom. So as a Christian leader, we have to help our moms to see how important they are in the lives of their sons. In all my years of counseling, family counseling, speaking to literally millions of people through radio, television, and seminar, one fact has impressed me as much as anything else. It is the child's relationship with the parent of the opposite sex is the most important in families. So we have to lead our moms to understand that role is vitally important in producing great men who are honorable, who love God even. It's an indelible imprint. Mothers leave an indelible imprint on the lives of their sons. Their sons may leave home, graduate from college, get married, and have children of their own, and they may never stop being mommy's boy. Although it might be natural to think that the man in your son's life, your husband, your ex-husband, the man who fathered your child or your boyfriend would be the most influential on him since they're both males, the opposite is true. Your influence on your son directly and will have a much greater impact on the man he will become. Now, moms out there can feel a little bit stressed about that. The other way to go is to say, okay, I know that I am responsible to make a major impact before God in the Lord. In fact, it even goes to moms and future spouses. Mothers shape their sons in ways so profound that many live with their mom's unwritten rules imprinted on them. That means your son's relationship with you, more than any other relationship, will affect the way he relates to all females in his life, including bosses, co-workers, subordinates, sisters, wives, and daughters. How you treat him and think of him, and how he treats you and thinks of you is the key to how he will treat all other females. That means you, mom, have the edge in picking your own daughter-in-law someday. A man's marriage says far more about his relationship with his mother than about his relationship with his father. So what does sons need from mom? Excuse me. First, he needs to be respected. Keep in mind that little secret I shared with you. Your boy wants to please you. You're his mama, the most important person in the world. Even if he's asking you to walk a couple of steps behind him and his friends, your son needs you to believe he is capable, worthy human being. He needs to know he is important in your world, and not just another thing to take care of or to clean up after. He longs for acceptance, a sense of belonging, and compassion from you. Number two, he needs to be needed. Again, your boy wants to please you. He just may not know how to do it. If you look too capable at times, multitasking abilities of moms can incredibly be intimidating to us men. He may not risk trying to help. Why not give him some ways to help? You'll do him a favor too. A lot of times that means that you have to be very careful about not overdoing everything for him. Even if he fails, don't just knock him down. Give him confidence to get things done. What sons need from moms, he needs to be fulfilled as a man. That includes knowing who he is, specifically as a male, what makes him unique, how he should relate to women. No one can teach him more about what women want and how they deserve to be treated than you, a woman. If you have a husband who's a wonderful daddy, your son will have a great start for male role models. Uncles or other close male family members can also fill that role for a growing boy. But what the boy needs from you is your acceptance of his masculinity. Affirm his masculinity. You often hear, "That's my boy," from dad. But how often do you hear that statement from moms? Your boys need to know that he belongs to you. Your boy needs to know that he belongs to you, that you think he's special just as he is, and that you appreciate his maleness, the ways he thinks differently from you, the times he uses physical strength to shovel snow and mow grass, the way he looks out for his younger sister at school or on the playground. Affirm his maleness. And you'll have a boy who will be eager to help around the house and go the extra mile for you when needed. Teach him how to treat a woman. Don't ever allow your son to treat you in any way that debases you as a female. If you do, you will be setting up a pattern in him that will negatively impact every female he has a relationship with, as well as the next generation if he has children. You know, this is an important discussion, and it's all learning the roles. I believe we as Christian leaders need to bring this teaching back into the church. We have to be okay with saying it's okay for a boy created by God to be a male. We have a gender blender culture right now where everything is just blended in together. Some neutral is many times the politically correct way. But the Bible created male and female. And for a man, the mom is the first example of femininity. And a mom can be there to say, you know what, it's great to be a male. But it's also awesome to treat a woman with grace and respect. Now, sometimes Dr. Kevin Lehman can be accused of stereotyping. All men are not like this. All women are not like this. And we can talk about the exceptions. Why don't we talk about the majors, the rule? Why don't we talk about the way it really is? And that's how we lead. Let's not be those who get preoccupied with exceptions. Let's be in the church those who basically, and in every way then, affirm what God has created. And let's teach the church, those who are in our care, to embrace masculinity and femininity as how God has created. And let's not shy away from that. Let's continue to create that team. Let's continue to create a world where we affirm God's way that he set the whole thing up. Because that's the in the Lord way of doing it. And Dr. Kevin Lehman has a lot of insights in how to make that very practical. So as we go through this course, continue to write down insights that you can reproduce and teach to others.